Welcome back to the nationally syndicated Price of Business show. I'm your host, Kevin Price, talking to you about you and your business. People every once in a while, they'll write me and say, hey, why do you talk about things like you know, books that have nothing to do with business or, you know, interesting movies? You know, we have a lot of stuff that we do with producers and actors from major films and that type of thing. And the reason why is because I think people in business obsess too much about business, when really the reason why we're in business is to enjoy a higher quality of life. And those type of things matter. And quality time with our family and reading great books to our kids are part of that as well. And so I'm really excited about our guest this segment, best-selling author Janice Lynn, and she has a new book called Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy from Hallmark Publishing, and I think this is really timely for the holiday season. Welcome to the program. Glad to have you on.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here this morning. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit about your background and work you've done that led to this particular book.
Okay, well, I am, I love to write, obviously, but I'm also a nurse practitioner. I've been a nurse practitioner for 22 years, so I like taking care of people as well. That definitely is part of who I am to want to do that, and I definitely feel like that helps influence my writing, because you kind of get inside of people's head. They're sharing their innermost thoughts, their fears, their concerns, and all of those things with you, and it helps to shape who you are and how you see people and that type of thing. With Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy, my youngest son is in the military. He's in the Army National Guard. So the military is near and dear to me as well, just because of lots of different reasons for my freedom, but also directly with my family. My nephew is also in the Army. My grandfather, my grandfather was in the Army as well. Yes, sir. And with Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy, it features a Quilt of Valor, which is a organization that's very dear to me as well. It is an organization that wraps patriotic quilts around veterans. And so my story helps to bring that. That's a real organization, and my book features that. We got permission from them to use that because it is copyrighted, and so I get to bring attention and awareness to their amazing work with my Hallmark books.
Yeah, and it's great that it's done in a context that's beyond just educational, although it has that dimension, bringing in, a great story that's entertaining as well. So talk a little bit about, you gave us a little bit of information, but talk a little bit about the type of readers that would gravitate towards this. Who was your audience that you had in mind?
Anyone who is looking for a feel-good Christmas story, there is definitely, because my hero has post-traumatic stress disorders, that's in the background. This is Hallmark, so you know it's going to be kind of light and fun, but I also wanted to stay true to what our soldiers go through, our military goes through, and so that is there, and you know that is there, but that is not really the focus. The focus is more on hope and healing and, and transitioning back into civilian life and having a great life and kind of having that Hallmark moment, and that's, so it's definitely an uplifting story, although you know some of the things that's there, it's in the background, so anyone who enjoys a Hallmark movie. It definitely it's a Hallmark, so it definitely has that tone. I have male readers who message me, I have female readers, so it's really to anyone who enjoys that feel good, wants to kick off the Christmas season and get ready for the holidays. I think we all need a little bit of happiness after the way 2020 has been so far.
Yeah. Yeah, no question. Either that or hard alcohol and drugs. I prefer some happiness.
Yeah, well,
instead,
Hallmark is definitely a better choice. Yeah.
Yeah. I totally agree, because the long term implications of the other ones are pretty disastrous. So I'm with you. Talk a little bit about first of all, when was it released? When was the book released?
It was released October the 27th of this year.
Yeah. And I'm wondering, everything I've read is that books are doing extraordinarily well in 2020. In fact, it's interesting because actually TV ratings, I assumed anything that was distracting would actually do well. TV ratings have suffered, particularly in the sports arena, for much of this year. I'm sure some of that has to do with a dozen new streaming platforms launching just before COVID. So, you know, that probably had, you know, some bearing. But my understanding, books have done really well. Talk about how your book's performing.
So my book is doing well. It is, so it's actually the sequel to my book that came out last year. It's a standalone read. So if someone has not read the first book, it's fine. They're not going to be lost or anything like that. But there are some reoccurring characters. But I tried to make sure that if somebody had not read the first book, that they are absolutely fine without feeling like they missed anything. The first book did hit the USA Today. It was actually Hallmark's first book to do that. So that was kind of a really fun, wonderful thing. And so the publishing part has been in business for, this is their third year, their third Christmas that they've had for Hallmark Publishing. So it was a fun, amazing time. And so this book is doing really, really well too.
Yeah, you know, that's amazing if you think about it. Because, you know, when I grew up, of course, I remember watching Little Drummer Boy at Christmas and, you know, that type of thing. Hallmark is an incredibly strong media brand, but very focused historically, primarily in the TV space. And so it's about time they branch off into some of these other arenas. And it's interesting how it's become really strong in the romance space and connecting it with, you know, Christmas. Obviously, the Hallmark Channel, I would say pretty much 80% of the content from October on is in that space. So do you see this or the last book you did parlaying into a movie?
Hopefully so. That is the idea behind Hallmark Publishing, is that they want to put out books that are very suitable for their movies so that they can draw from their own content. So they just this year, A Timeless Christmas by Alexis Stanton was a Hallmark Publishing book, and they did make her book into a movie this year, and it has done amazing. It's a very, very good movie. So hopefully that'll be my book next year. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I hope that for you. They're geniuses at what they do. It's incredible.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they really are. The way they produce content is amazing. They're incredibly efficient. And, you know, I'm a business guy, so I like the whole, they do this for a fraction of the cost of their competitors. But frankly, their quality is as good as just about anyone out there. And so really brilliant how they even hire one actress or actor to do several different movies, all of the parts at one time. You know, it kind of takes away a little bit of the magic, but to me as a business guy, I find it very magical what they do.
Right. I think a lot of people go to Hallmark for that familiarity, though, because it's like the world is so blah that you go because you know you're going to have that feel-good, lighthearted, you kind of know what's going to happen, so there's nothing bad thrown at you, and so you go for the feeling as much as anything. And so you're very familiar with some of those same actors and actresses to where you kind of feel like, hey, that's my friend. I look at them in this one. I look at them in this one. And so I think there's a little bit of that. I do like it when they mix it up as well, but I do think that there is something to that familiarity as well.
Absolutely. The stories, you know, they have an overarching similar theme, but each one's very unique and very well written. And, you know, my brother and sister-in-law, I mean, they live for it. Hey, have you seen, I get that all the time, particularly for my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
And so people love it. And I think that it speaks well about Hallmark, which has been steadfast in producing quality content. And final thoughts from you as we wrap up the segment. Anything you'd like to share as we wrap it up?
Anyone who's looking for a great Christmas feel-good book with a patriotic quilt thrown in, my book is for you, Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy. Thank you.
Yeah, make sure you check that out, Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy. And I want to encourage people to check it out. I believe if you put in our guest name, Janice Lynn, or Wrapped Up in Christmas Joy in the search engine, you will get plenty of opportunity there to buy it. And thanks so much for being with us. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to have more for you. I do want to remind you, it's a show that never ends. So what we mean by that is it continues 24/7 at priceofbusiness.com. Stay tuned. We'll be back.